and is proud to be a locally owned and operated part of the St. Louis community. And right now, save on LED bulbs with Metro Lighting and Ameren's Act on Energy program. Visit MetroLightingCenters.com for the location nearest you.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rain. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
Thank God it's Friday!
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Welcome to the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris, your 20% host, giving 100% of the effort, and happy to have you here. Do you guys remember back in January when we had a couple of days of really nice weather and it was like in the 50s in the middle of January?
Yes.
Remember when I said winter is over?
Well, you did?
Finally, I'm correct.
Yes.
Only took me 7 weeks.
I hope it's over.
I hope so, too.
But I think, they don't know. They're saying that this week and this weekend, next week is supposed to be really nice.
The next 5 days look really, really nice.
And then they're saying that by next weekend, it's supposed to be cold again.
Well,
I don't know.
I don't ever listen to that by next weekend stuff. I don't.
All I want to know is, it's Friday afternoon. Everyone just cares what's happening Saturday and Sunday.
That's right.
I don't even care. Oh, it might do something on Monday. I don't care. It's Friday afternoon. Do not make me think about Monday. It's Friday afternoon. That's why this show exists, to make it feel weekendy a little bit before you got off of work today.
Weekendy?
Yes.
Yeah, new word.
Yeah. Head it through our dictionary. That's Ian. That's Dan. We're all happy to have you here. We're also going to be happy to talk to Dave Barry, who has written yet another book. He just cranks them out, and I read quite a bit of it earlier today. And it's not often I read a book or an article or anything and laugh out loud. You know, not often I'm looking at a website and I'm reading something there and I'm laughing out loud, but that's Dave Barry's writing style. It just gets me. And his new book's called Live Right and Find Happiness, and he'll join us here on the show in about 20 minutes. And later on we'll have the Harris Challenge and Knuckleheads in the News and Mike Evans. And Colin will be in here to talk about a couple of movies that are opening up today as well. I want to start the show today with little thing, a guy told me last night. I was playing poker last night, and one of the guys at the table, married, has two kids, last weekend took the kids down to Scottrade to see Disney on Ice.
Frozen?
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you go?
No.
Okay.
Did not.
And after he told me this, I can't imagine how families can afford to go see a Disney on Ice show.
Oh, the ticket prices were absolutely absurd.
They got the cheapest tickets. They were way up in nosebleed seats.
Yeah.
Those seats were $30 each.
Yeah.
So ridiculous. For a family of four, you're already on the hook for $120. Now, you know if you have kids, and Archie's too young to go do this yet.
Thank goodness.
But when he grows up and you have to start taking him to things like this or the circus or anything else, you're going to find out that you can't just buy the ticket, go, and not have to spend any more money. That's impossible. You got to buy him stuff to eat, you got to buy him stuff to drink, and you got to buy him merchandise. Well, listen to this. Before we even get to the merchandise, here's what he told me. How much do you think a slushie cost at Disney on Ice? Now, I see there's a connection there. Frozen, Disney on Ice, slushy.
Yeah.
How much do you think one slushy cost at Scottrade Center last week?
I'm $8 to $10.
I'd say at least $7.50.
$16.
Is that in a commemorative
I don't care what it's
whatever
in.
Cup
it's
it is.
It's a slushy.
Oh, my goodness.
By the way, what does commemorative cup mean? It's still a plastic cup. Now it has the Frozen logo on it, so that makes it commemorative?
Exactly. And then the Frozen logo comes off when they wash it in the dishwasher about six
they're
times.
Not, it's never going to get to the dishwasher. That cup is going to be lost.
I could have never guessed $16. $16.
How about cotton candy? One thing of cotton candy. How much?
One thing, and it's a bag. It's not on
and
the
it's
stick.
It's probably 2 cents to make. Yeah. I will say $9.
No. I'm close to I'm there, $9.
$14.
$14
for that? $14.
Well, it must be the commemorative Frozen bag.
Bag.
That it's in.
How can people afford to go to this? Now, maybe he got the numbers wrong. He was telling me this last night, and he, you know, there was steam coming out of his ears while he was talking about this, and I felt it. I have my daughter, you know, I'm paying for college, and we don't have to get into the cost of that. That's ridiculous. But it's been a long time since I had to take her to an event like that. And, you know, are you going to sit there for the whole 2 or 2.5 hours of this thing? And when your kid sees the ice cream, the cotton candy guy coming down.
Or the ice cream guy. Or the Dippin' Dots.
All of those. I used to have to get my kid Dippin' Dots every freaking place we went.
My daughter was a fanatic for Dippin' Dots. If she saw a Dippin' Dot sign, we had to go.
Are Dippin' Dots sold any place but the Scott Trade Center and the St. Louis Science Museum?
I
don't mean, you know, maybe they're sold at other touristy venues, but you can't go into a Deerberg's or a Schnucks or a Shop and Save and buy.
I don't recall ever seeing them in the freezer.
Can you show me where are the Dippin' Dots in the freezer aisle?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
No. They have to be, I guess, dispensed right then and there. So I'm sure those are $10. So I'd like to hear from anybody else who went to this, and I'm curious about the battle that goes on intra-family over that. Because, again, I don't know how people can afford to go to an event like this. And are all kids' events that expensive now? Again, it's been a long time since I had to take my kid to a specifically kiddie-oriented event. I don't think many adults are going without children to a Disney on Ice show.
No, and if they are, you should keep an eye on them. I'm just saying. Just saying.
You know, maybe you're a big fan of ice skating. Figure skating is one of your passions and your loves. I still don't think you're going to spend $30 to go to Disney on Ice. And then do you have the willpower? Well, I'm telling you what would give me the willpower to not have a slushie, seeing that it's $16. I'm not having cotton candy if it's $14. I mean, I remember when they opened up the new Busch Stadium and people were complaining, $8 for a beer. $8 for a beer, twice that for a slushie. Now, does Disney take a big chunk of that? They must, right? They must come in and they must insist.
I'm sure they get a cut of concessions. They have to.
And so maybe that's why it gets jacked up so much.
Apparently, Dippin' Dots, you can pick them up now at certain gas stations in Granite City. Some guy called and said you can do that. And then Walgreens up by the counter.
Up by the counter?
Who knew? I know. I
up
guess
by
they
the
have
counter
a
by the 90-year-old woman who can barely operate the cash register? Yeah. She's making Dippin' Dots?
Welcome to Walgreens. Be well. And then
they got a freezer case.
Yeah,
they
have a freezer case up there, I think.
Let me just go back for a second to the welcome to Walgreens thing. Just a little tangent. I promise I'm going to the phones right after this. Businesses that do that think that they're making their place more welcoming and more friendly. They're not. They always scare me every time I walk in there. Because you and I have talked about this. We want a world where you can go buy things and not have to deal with human beings.
Yes.
You know, the self-checkout at the supermarket is a good thing.
The path of least resistance.
Absolutely. So just last week, I had to go into a Walgreens to get something. I walk in the door, and from my right, I hear somebody say in a loud voice, "Welcome to Walgreens." Scared the crap out of me. I'm not expecting to talk to a human being yet. I'm not in the human interactive mode. I'm in the find what I need and get out of here mode.
I think they are told to do that. When somebody walks in the door, even if they're in the middle of a transition, a transaction and everything.
As soon as somebody comes through.
I used to work at Brookstone, and it was the same way. You were to greet every customer as they walked in. They also say at Walgreens, be well, as you leave now, because that's their new tagline.
Yeah.
Be well.
Yeah. You weren't being well when you came in here. That's why you came in here.
Yes.
Nobody goes into Walgreens, man, I am feeling great today.
I was well until I walked by all those sick people sitting by the pharmacy.
Well, that's the other part of it. I actually have gone up to the counter and said, can you just tell me what that person was getting a prescription for? Because if it's contagious, I have to go right now and see my doctor. That person who was hacking and coughing and looked like they were spitting up blood, what was that? Was that tuberculosis?
I'm going to go bathe in sanitizer.
No, sir, you don't have to go see your doctor. We have a doctor right here.
Yeah.
We have the clinic.
Yeah. And all you have to do is check on in that screen that everybody has touched in the last
That's right. The
day.
Yeah, the touch screen. Welcome to cancer. Thank you. Thank you very much. Ellen, you're on the Big 550. Hello.
Mary Ellen, I think.
Hi.
Mary Ellen, I apologize.
Hi, that's quite all right. First of all, they sell Dippin' Dots at the gas station because they're made from petroleum. And
what? Wait a minute.
Oh, they're like the oiliest. There is no form of ice cream in them. No cow has ever put that out. It's really bad. But my cotton candy cost me $15, but it came with a hat. And so I guess that made it better. And the slushie that I got had absolutely no flavor to it at all. I bought it for my granddaughter. But it did come in a mug with a flip top, sort of like a beer stein. So that's how they get you. The kids see this little thing that looks like the characters, and that's what they want.
And that was
$16. And that was $16. And the popcorn was, my popcorn was $7. That came in a Mickey Mouse box. And the cotton candy was $15.
Oh, my goodness. How can you?
I know.
How can families afford this, Mary Ellen?
Well, I'm the grandmother, okay? So it's a one-time thing. I did it, took my daughter-in-law and my granddaughter, and actually my granddaughter is 4. She turned to me at one point and said, this is magical. Does that get you?
Well, that's nice. That's
yeah,
nice.
It was. She appreciated it. She didn't scream. She didn't yell. She didn't cry. She loved every minute of it.
Well, of course.
It's a magic trick. Look at my wallet. It disappeared.
Yeah, really. It watched it disappear. I know.
Yeah, of course she enjoyed it because Grandma was spoiling her within an inch of her life.
That's okay.
My granddaughter's 6.
That was a good day.
Now, let me ask you this.
Uh-huh.
Did your daughter-in-law invite you to go along with them?
No, I called her and said, would you, and her name is Sam, would you and Sam like to go see Frozen? And she said, that would really be nice.
Oh,
and then
okay.
She said, why don't you go with us?
Because I thought maybe your daughter-in-law invited you to go along knowing, well, Grandma will pay for everything.
No, I offered in the first place to just get them the tickets if they wanted a mother-daughter thing, and she included me, which was very nice.
That's very nice. Mary Ellen, yeah. I'm glad you called. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye now.
And by the way, according to Wikipedia, Dippin' Dots is a confection created by flash frying.
You
know
flash
what it
fries.
Is? Apparently, I'm feeling too weekendy. a confection created by flash freezing ice cream mix in liquid nitrogen.
Wow. Yeah, so there's no petroleum.
No.
Hey, I have a...
I have to do this because my lawyer listens to this show, and he knows that Dippin' Dots are probably pretty bankrolled with their own lawyers.
I have a traffic bulletin.
Okay.
Because Tim Weiland just called and said eastbound 270... is closed in North County at 367. There's a serious accident there. The westbound lanes, one lane is getting by there. So eastbound 270 completely shut down at 367.
All right, well, now I feel sorry for everybody on eastbound 270, and a message for everybody on westbound 270. Eyes front, no rubbernecking. Let's just get through that one lane and get home, for goodness sake.
Yeah, what a mess.
All right, we'll have an update from Tim in just a few minutes here. On the Big 550 KTRS. Meanwhile, here's another person named Tim. Hello.
Yeah, when I worked the Disney on Ice about 3 or 4 years back at the Scott Trade, I was helping my sister stock her concession stand. And normally she would charge like $4 or $5 for a pretzel, one of the smaller pretzels, and then $10 for the big ones. And we were told by the Disney people through our concessionaire supplier that everything's going to be marked up 25%.
So instead of a $4 pretzel, now it's a $5 pretzel.
Right.
Instead of an $8 something, now it's a $10 something, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
And Disney, of course, keeps that extra money.
Yes.
Okay, I can understand that. But at a certain point, you go past the price point of the average American family.
They're pushing you out of the whole idea. What's the point? It's just like Disneyland and all the other amusement parks they got. You spend, $200-$300 a day, and you barely see a tenth of the park.
Right.
Yeah, $100 a ticket now.
Yeah.
What?
It's insane.
It's $100.
$99, I think. Yes.
That's per person.
Again, how can families afford that? And people go there in droves. The guy who I was talking to last night, he said that the Sky Trade Center was packed. There was not a seat available. Every seat was taken. And he was in the cheap seats at $30. So people down front, what are they paying? Are they paying $100 to go to Disney on Ice per ticket?
Yeah, I just refuse to do it anymore. That's why I don't go to sport events.
Well, I don't go to sporting events because they're broadcast for free into my living room.
Exactly. Exactly.
Just like this radio show, by the way. We come to you at no cost, and you know what? You can increase 0 times 25% as much as you like. You still don't pay a penny.
Zero.
Which I thank you for greatly.
You're welcome, Jim. Have a great weekend.
Bye. Someone else called in, too, and said, if we forgot to mention parking.
I bet it was $30.
It was probably in the garage there, right next to it. It was probably at least $30.
Garage that during the day when there's no event, $2.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's capitalism. It's simple supply and demand. We have the supply, so we can demand whatever we want.
Yeah,
Bruce, you're on the Big 550. Hello.
Yeah. Hey, I just turned your program on. Fine, and. I heard you talking about the Walgreens thing. This thing drives me crazy.
Welcome to Walgreens.
I've been wanting to call in on TikTok Tuesday, but I rarely get a chance to be on that show. And I just think it just drives me nuts when I walk in there and they really smile. And like you say, half the time we're the customer at the cash register. They don't even make eye contact with you. You know, you walk through and it's like, welcome to Walgreens. You know, they don't look at you or anything. Or if there's nobody at the front cash register, they're like an aisle and a half over stocking a shelf and they look over. Hey, welcome to Walgreens. It's so phony, I can't stand it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Apparently somebody there. And it's not, you know what, we're picking here on Walgreens, but other businesses do it as well. There's a sandwich shop company, which I will not mention. That does the same thing, and as soon as you walk in, you get that welcome to, and
it's
not a matter of making you feel welcome or we're happy to have you here. It's corporate made us say something. My boss said I have to say this every time.
And you know, when I walk out and they say be well, I feel like turning around saying, I've been diagnosed. I've been given 3 months to live, and you're telling me to be well.
Yeah. These pills are only reducing the pain that keeps me from killing people every day, lady.
I know it.
And I only came in here for a Hershey bar.
Exactly.
Bruce,
I was going to be polite when I called in and say, I don't know if you could mention the name of the retailer, and I was going to say it was Fall Jeans, kind of like rhymes with Fall Jeans, kind of like you wear in the fall.
Yeah, we've already got the Walgreens out there, Bruce. All right, welcome to the weekend.
All right, thanks. All
right. Now, one positive thing about Walgreens, I have a rewards card. You get great discounts, you get cash back, and you get all kinds of stuff.
Now, here's another thing.
Oh, here we go.
Here's another thing. Most of the time when I go into one of those places, whether it's a drugstore or any other place, again, I want minimal interaction. I want to purchase my product without having to have conversations. I want to hand you what I'm buying, have you ring it up in the register, take my credit card or cash, give me the change or receipt, and let me go. I don't want a quiz. Sir, do you have our Walgreens card? Do you have
our
Panera card? Do you have one of those? No, I don't. Would you like to sign up for one? No, I just want to buy this Hershey bar or whatever it is I'm buying there. Is that credit or debit? Is that there's a whole thing. Would you like paper or plastic? One right after the other. I just want to purchase this and get out of here. That's all I want. Anything that can make that go faster, which is why, and again, I keep coming back to this, these apps that companies have now that make it possible for you to order it online, go in, pick it up, and not deal with anybody. I think it was Breadco, Panera, that was one of the first with that, at least in our area. Oh, just savior. I do not want to have a quiz. I don't want to have to qualify for some special reward package just to pick up a box of Jujubes.
Now, here is one great thing that happened to me at Walgreens. I was up and on a Tuesday, maybe once a month or something like that, they do Senior Citizen Day. So it's Senior Day, you get 20% off your entire purchase.
You qualify as a senior?
55 and older.
Oh. Yeah.
So I walked up to the counter and I told the lady, I said, I get the discount. And she goes, you are not 55 and older.
Uh-huh.
I had to show her my ID.
Well, of course you did.
I got carded.
Of course you did.
And it was awesome, though.
Oh, that's what you were excited about.
Yeah.
Getting carded at 55 years old.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, sir, before we sell you that cough syrup.
Yes.
I know.
Sir, what is that you're buying there? NyQuil? Yeah. I'm going to need to see some ID.
Yeah.
All right, we're taking a break. We're coming back with Dave Barry right after this on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, we have some big, big problems out there in North County. Here's Tim Weiland to fill you in.
Yeah, actually, 270 is not a good highway right now, but they have both directions of Highway 270 at just before 367, or I should say just a little bit west of 367, shut down, and Arch helicopter just landed. Can't really see focused in because there's a sign in the way on the cameras, but, well, you've got long delays in both directions. Eastbound traffic is backed up to at least Washington Elizabeth. And then you've got another accident on southbound 270 just north of Highway 55, and it looks like we're backing up to about Tesson Ferry. And then we've got stop-and-go traffic on westbound 40, usual spot between Kings Highway, McCausland, slow between Spady out through Mason. And this traffic report is brought to you by Burger King. How do you capture the flaky, buttery lightness of your favorite breakfast sandwich? By saying croissantwich. Now get two for $4 only at Burger King. Restrictions apply. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's kind of like happy hour
in the middle of your workday.
Don't be afraid.
The John Carney Show with Kara Snead.
Weekdays at 1
on the Big 550.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in St. Louis? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the St. Louis area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. St. Louis is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-266-2063. Seating is extremely limited. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. That's 1-800-266-2063. That's 1-800-266-2063.
Our family had a savings account until our furnace died.
We had a vacation fund before our refrigerator had a meltdown.
My family has no emergency fund and our water heater just quit.
The truth is, it can only take one home appliance or system repair to bust your budget. But if you buy a home warranty from American Home Shield, they help pay your covered repairs for you. For a free quote, call 1-800-900-9517. Why pour money into repairs when American Home Shield will help pay covered repairs for you? Your furnace, plumbing, oven, refrigerator, air conditioner, and more. Service requests are subject to a fee for each trade call. Some exclusions and limitations apply. Why would you ever pay for expensive home system and appliance repairs when you can let American Home Shield help pay covered repairs for you? If you'd rather keep more of your savings, call for a free quote, including terms, rates, and coverage. 1-800-900-9517. That's 1-800-900-9517.
If you'd like to see more clearly without contacts or glasses, but you don't think there's a LASIK procedure that can help you, the first thing you need to see clearly is the truth. Because LASIK procedures are now available for more vision problems than ever. Nearsightedness, farsightedness, even astigmatism. Get all the eye-opening facts now from LASIK.com and see how we can offer a solution that's right for you. We can even offer a solution that's right for your wallet, too, including $400 off the LASIK procedure that's right for you. Individual results may vary. So call now, 1-800-600-8239. LASIK.com provides answers to commonly asked questions, brings you up to speed on the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology, and gives you access to America's leading LASIK providers. So if you want to see more clearly without glasses, get the facts about the LASIK solution that's right for you, and find out how to get $400 off, that's $200 per eye, at LASIK.com, call now, 1-800-600-8239. That's 1-800-600-8239.
In health news, a new scientific discovery could spell relief for the millions of Americans who suffer from constant ringing or buzzing in their ears.
That's right, Mike. A U.S. company just released an all-natural, fast-acting product that's scientifically designed to relieve ear ringing and buzzing. It's called Ringaway, and it's the first product of its kind.
Jill, this could benefit millions of Americans. It relieves that internal ear noise of ringing or buzzing so people can actually concentrate on their work again and sleep in peace. And you only take it once a day.
This is such a huge discovery. Ringaway has now set up a public phone line to let the first 100 people who call Try it for free. Mike, do we have that number?
Yes, I've got it right here. It's 1-800-718-9937. Again, Ringaway is now letting the first 100 callers try this new breakthrough for free. Call now for details. 1-800-718-9937. That's 1-800-718-9937.
This is Larry Connors. After the storm, who's going to be there to help you pick up all the pieces? You don't have to do it alone. You can count on the roofing experts at John Beal Roofing. Our storm damage response team works around the clock during emergencies, providing tarps, making repairs, giving you peace of mind when you need it most. Protect your family, protect your investment. Call John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com. The entrepreneur's phone system.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me. And Pharrell Williams Happy is a perfect way to lead into my next guest, Dave Barry, who's been with me many times over the years. Coincidentally, almost every time he has a new book out. What are the odds of that?
That's weird.
And his new one is called Live Right and Find Happiness, although beer is much faster. Dave is on a book tour all across America right now and is in Atlanta, Georgia, where he joins us now. Hi, Dave. How are you?
Did you say you're there with Pharrell Williams? He's in your show, Paul?
Yes, he is. He now is the band leader.
That's big time.
You should see our hats. They are really, really cool.
Well, as it happens, Elton John is here and with me. So
wow.
So, actually, that was just the first name that came to mind, but I'm not sure why. Anyway, let's go. Let's move right along.
That's all right. Before we talk about the book, I hear you got nearly snowed in, or I guess snowed out, in Washington, D.C. yesterday.
Yes, it's been an exciting book tour. First of all, I had to get to New York on Sunday, and New York has, as you may know, three airports, but they're only airports in the sense that they have TSA agents. They're not necessarily agents, they're airports in the sense of allowing planes to descend from the sky and land there.
Uh-oh.
So we visited all three. First, we were going to go to LaGuardia, and then we were going to go to Kennedy, and then there was a brief mention of Pittsburgh.
Oh, no.
Yeah, before we landed in Newark.
Since when is Pittsburgh a New York airport?
I don't know. You know what my theory is? The reason, you know, you've got a plane full of people who are thinking they're going to LaGuardia, and they're not cheerful people. And I think the only reason you mentioned Pittsburgh is so that we would feel better about Newark. but yesterday, yeah, I was in D.C. yesterday, and they had this snowstorm, and the federal government shut down. So if you were wondering why the country ran so poorly yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure it was pretty rough for you without the federal government. It was not there. I've never seen Washington as empty as it was yesterday.
Because when a million people don't have to go to work, the roads are a little easier to navigate.
It was great. It was great. There was nobody on the street. So
Were people able to get to whatever your bookstore appearance was?
They did, because we offered them wine and pizza. They may not be able to run the federal government, but by God, they could get out for wine and pizza. So it was actually a pretty good event. You know,
yeah.
Last night at Politics and Prose.
And I read on your blog that when you were in New York the day before, you went to Google's offices. I didn't know that they had offices there.
I've been to their main place in Mountain View, California.
Uh-huh.
And when you die and go to heaven, you work for Google. You're like, the one in New York is similar to the one in California. Google is, I believe, the market capitalization is $365 billion. And of that, I would estimate $300 billion has been spent on snacks. Because there are snacks everywhere in that building. And they're all millennials. Like everybody appears to be 23 years old.
Yeah.
And they're walking around among this just forest of delicious snacks, carrying laptops in their hands. As far as I can tell, no one is actually working at Google, but they are snacking and carrying laptops around and looking like they're having a pretty good time. My theory is that somewhere in the basement is a small computer that actually does all the work of Google, and the rest of it is just millennials walking around snacking.
Or
that's
Google,
the secret.
Or
that
Google is
secret.
So good that they've developed snack-driven technology.
But I want to go work there. I'll tell you that right now.
Oh, it sounds great. Let's talk about the book. One chapter in here, there were several chapters that I love, but one that I particularly loved is about you and our friend Ridley Pearson going to Russia last year. Now, I had this experience a long time ago when it was still the Soviet Union. I went to Moscow and broadcast my show for a week back in June of 1989 when Gorbachev was there and we had Perestroika and Glasnost.
And that is widely credited, Paul, with the bring down the Soviet Union.
18 months later, Dave. 18 months later.
Did you ever get that Congressional Medal of Freedom?
No, I have not. I haven't heard from them at all.
Hard to believe because, to me, it was like cause and effect, baby. There you were, you know. Coincidence, I think not. Send Harris over there, and down comes the Soviet Union.
So now I'm curious, a quarter century after I went, how was it when you went?
Well, as you could tell, we had the opposite effect. Ridley and I went over as part of a State Department program that is supposed to improve relations between Russia and the United States.
Well, let's just pause for a moment and ponder that. The State Department is sending Dave Barry and Ridley Pearson.
So we see how that worked out.
There's your detente right there.
They're going to send us to Iran next, see how that works
out. Oh, no, please.
But anyway, yeah, Ridley and I went over there, and it was really interesting. I mean, you've been, so you know. It's an interesting country. We went to Moscow and St. Petersburg and spoke to a bunch of groups. The one negative thing, I recommend anybody going to Russia, don't eat the Mexican food. One night in Moscow, Ridley and I, I'm still not sure exactly why, decided to eat in a Mexican restaurant near our hotel. And I consumed what I later realized must have been a weaponized chimichanga. And I got a case of global thermonuclear diarrhea. It was not a pretty thing. And so, kind of picture Chernobyl, but, you know, it may be worse. So that was bad. Don't get the Mexican food. But other than that, we had a pretty interesting time over there.
Now, one thing I know about Ridley, having interviewed him for the many thrillers and mysteries that he's written, in addition to the wonderful books that he's written with you, you know, his main job is writing scary novels. And I'm curious about whether when you take him to Moscow, Russia, whether he's looking around and thinking, okay, this is the plot of my next movie. That guy over there is watching us. This thing over there is listening to us, etc.
Yeah, Ridley, as you know, and I speak as a close friend of his, is a stone paranoid lunatic. And he from the minute we landed, was spotting things, you know. And the thing was, this is Russia, so these were not always imaginary things. But he would find, like, he found microphones in the wall. We were pretty sure they were watching us, which is, and if they were watching me, they were going to, I hope, destroy the tape.
Yeah, especially after the chimichanga.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's really what I was hitting at. But he had all kinds of anti-hacking software on his laptop, and he said that that it was constantly under attack whenever we were on the hotel Wi-Fi systems. And we had one interesting moment. I don't know what it meant. They had told us, the State Department told us, that we would probably be watched, and that, you know, we might even have. They said there have been situations where Americans, you know, in our position, have been confronted by various law enforcement people over there, and, you know, not to worry about it, but it, you know, it could happen. And we never actually got confronted, but we were walking in Moscow in this sort of crowd of people, so it was just two of us and a crowd of Russians, and these three guys on the side of the sidewalk, two guys in uniforms and one guy just in an overcoat, just stepped out and glared at us. They didn't say anything, but they just, like, stepped a little bit in front of us. And it was clear that they were looking right straight at us and just glared at us. And I kept thinking they were going to do something, but they didn't. I mean, we walked by. Then Ridley saw it happen one other time. I missed it. Was oblivious. This was possibly post chimichanga.
Yeah.
Anyway, but so that was like the closest. But Ridley kept noticing things the way he does.
You know,
like when we're coming in from the airport. You know, we just landed in Moscow we're in a car headed in. It was arranged by the State Department. No, it wasn't arranged. I I don't know who it was a Russian guy driving, and we're getting in there, and the guy doesn't speak any English, and Ridley whispers to me, he says he doesn't speak any English, but that might be, so we'll speak, and he'll be able to listen to us.
You know,
that's a Ridley thing.
I actually don't think that paranoia is that far-fetched because, again, having been there 25 years ago, when my wife and I checked into our hotel, and we were not at the Ritz-Carlton like you two were. We were at the Hotel Moscow, which was, it was fine. But when we checked into our room, I'm not kidding you, there was a TV set on top of another TV set. And all I can think of, oh, my God, I'm in a Yakov Smirnoff joke.
In America, you watch TV, and Russia TV watches you.
Exactly. So they had one of each in the room while we were there. So how was it dealing with people who don't understand English?
Well, it was interesting. We had interpreters. And they spoke more English than I would have expected, certainly more English than I speak Russian. And it worked out okay. I was really nervous that they weren't going to get any of the jokes. And we had slides we brought, so we showed pictures, and that helped some.
Always good.
But it was a little bit weird. Like one of the slides we showed, I was trying to explain what I do for a living. I'm a humor writer. And years ago, I wrote a column where I was allowed to drive the Wienermobile, the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile, for a day.
Yeah.
And I decided to pick my son up at middle school. You know, it was probably the low point of his life. He comes out of the middle school. He didn't know I was going to do this. You know, and this is when you're already embarrassed enough of your dad. And he comes out of the middle school, and there's like all these moms in their minivans, and looming up behind is a giant hot dog with a loudspeaker going, "Rob Berry, please report to the Wienermobile." So I was trying to explain that. But I got to explain to Russians what a Wienermobile is, why I'm driving it, you know. And we have a picture of me at the wheel of the Wienermobile. And sometimes they would get it, and sometimes people would just look at it and think, who is this person and why am I listening to them?
Well, if you think about it, Dave, the Russians are not exactly the country known for the best sense of humor in the world.
You know, that is not true. I think the Russians have a terrific sense of humor. The State Department provided interpreters were usually Russians, and they were very funny. There are Russians have millions and millions of jokes, and they're all kind of variations of, you know, they're jokes at the expense of their leadership, of their government.
Really?
You know, and they're this kind of like fatalistic view of the world that the Russians have, but they're funny. They are funny.
And once they had met you and Ridley, did that change their minds about Americans?
I don't know. One thing that I found it was an embarrassing moment. Each time we would speak to a group, I would ask them, what are their stereotypical views of us, and what do they think our stereotypical views of them are? And they thought that we thought about them that they all drink vodka all the time and that they're all gangsters.
Mm-hmm.
Those two things kept coming up, vodka, gangsters. So at the end of the tour, we were in St. Petersburg, and we were supposed to – we did an event at the American Consulate where they have a movie night once a month where they show movies, American movies, to Russian citizens who just choose to come. And they asked me to bring a DVD of a movie called Big Trouble, which was a 2001 movie based on a book I wrote called Big Trouble about this wild crime spree that happens in Miami.
Yep.
And so I had sort of forgotten about, you know, the plot of the movie, but I brought the DVD with me, and I'm getting up in front of the group to explain to them the movie and, you know, how it came about. And I remember that there are two Russians in this movie, which is the good news. The bad news is they're both gangsters. Because the plot revolved around these two moron American criminals who get a suitcase nuke, which they buy from these Russians who are selling off Russian surplus military stuff. And it was based on an actual event that happened in Miami. The FBI busted a bar where Russians were selling surplus stuff, not a surplus nuke. So I have to get in front of this crowd and say, there's Russians in it, and they're gangsters. But the good news is, I said, your gangsters are much smarter than our gangsters.
Yeah, that's right. The Americans in that movie are a lot stupider than the Russians.
Americans, we're idiots, and you guys are very clever. So
yeah. One other thing I've got to ask you about, all of this based on that one chapter in Dave's new book, Live Right and Find Happiness, the fact that the Russian government made a sunny day happen,
Yes, they control the weather. And when the woman taking us around told us this, we arrived on a holiday in Moscow called Moscow City Day. We didn't believe her, and so I looked it up, and it's true. When they want to have a sunny day in a major city like Moscow or St. Petersburg, they send planes up, and they drop this stuff. The woman called it cement, but it's some kind of chemical. They seed the clouds with it, and it makes the clouds go away, and they get a sunny day, and they can guarantee it. Now, we don't do that here in the United States anymore because apparently it's really bad for the environment. But you can do it, and so God, they control the weather over there.
Wow.
They're very proud of it. I mean, the Russian government brags about it in Pravda and other publications.
Sure, because they're not going to tell everybody, oh, by the way, there is one side effect of sunshine, and that is you're all being poisoned slowly to death.
You notice a lot of the dogs had 5 and 6 legs running around here. But it's fine.
Is the book tour coming to St. Louis?
I'm not going to be in St. Louis on this book tour.
Oh, that's a shame.
I'm going to end up in Tucson. I'm going to hook up with Ridley in Tucson. The Rock Bottom Remainders will be gathering for the Tucson Book Festival.
But for those who don't know,
I'm not going to get into St. Louis.
Well, that's a
shame.
Which
I would, because it's always a good place.
Well, we always love having you here. The Rock Bottom Remainders, for those who don't know, is a group made up of a bunch of writers like Dave and Ridley and Amy Tan and Stephen King and a whole bunch of others who occasionally get together and play what Dave once described to me as garage band rock if you don't walk into the garage and listen.
Yeah, or as Roy Blunt Jr. describes it, hard listening music.
Not easy listening, it's hard listening music.
That's our genre.
Yeah, the book is called Live Right and Find Happiness, although beer is much faster. Dave Barry, always a pleasure talking to you. Good luck with the book.
Paul, thanks so much for having me on. You take care.
Thank you very much. I'm Paul Harris. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me.
All right, we're going to check in and see how those problems are. We've had big, big problems this afternoon so far. Here's Tim Weiland.
It's no fun being a driver on Highway 270 in North or South County. All right, here's what they did. The helicopter has landed and taken off, but they still have the eastbound lanes of Highway 270 shut down right before 367. Your jam up goes all the way around to McDonald now. Westbound drivers are slowing from Lilac. Now, if you keep going on southbound 270, you're going to run into stop-and-go traffic from 40 down through Doherty Ferry. And then from Marshall Road is a solid jam all the way to just before Highway 55. You had an accident there on southbound 270 north of 55. Now there's a vehicle fire, so you've got two incidents there. Traffic barely squeaking through, making it to 55. Then northbound 55 downtown, you're slowing from the ramp of Highway 44 up to the Poplar Street Bridge. This report is brought to you by Advance Auto Parts. Order your parts online and pick them up in-store in just 30 minutes so you can get back to the garage doing what you love. Order online at advanceautoparts.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Getting you up to date as you head to work.
McGraw in the morning.
Some say he's just a legend.
On the Big 550 KTRS.
Depend on it.
Are you suffering with your dentures? Are you suffering from not being able to eat what you want? Well, we have a solution. Dr. Bowen and Bowen Dental Care. He is fully certified, trained, and an expert in dental implants. He can take your existing dentures and turn them into new implants, and you'll be able to eat anything you want. The results are truly amazing. He can take your existing dentures, or he can start fresh. Either way, people are able to eat corn on the cob. They're able to eat their favorite steak. And they're actually able to enjoy their life again. Dental implants is the way to go, and you want to go with somebody you can trust. And you can trust Dr. Bowen. He's been an expert in this 4 years. Dr. Bowen and Bowen Dental Care in Florissant, 314-921-3500. Even if you're looking for a second opinion, call Dr. Bowen. He'll be happy to give you a free consultation. Dr. Bowen and dental implants for your existing dentures or from scratch. Dr. Bowen Dental Care, 314-921-3500 or BowenDentalCare.com.
I'm Kelly Jackson. Monday morning on McGraw Live. Can we expect a warm-up? We'll bring you the details from the Fox 2 Weather Center. The Post-Dispatch's TV critic Gail Pennington talks of all things TV. David Stokes is in studio, and we'll learn about a great new way to see the Budweiser Brewery. Plus, what do you know about the gunfight at the OK Corral? A noted author brings us that story Monday as well. It's McGraw Live. Join us at 6 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
At Granite Busters, they make it easy to say yes.
Right now until March 9th, it's the Granite Busters Why Wouldn't I Sale?
With no-nonsense bottom-line pricing, starting at just $29.99 per square foot installed.
And when you buy 50 or more square feet of granite countertops, you'll get the following three items absolutely free.
A stainless steel undermount sink, valued at $350, free.
A sink crate, valued at $100, free.
A complete plumbing hookup, valued at $250,
free.
That's $700 worth of extras,
absolutely free.
Stop in and check out over 125 different colors and styles and pick out the perfect slab for your kitchen at the Granite Busters Design Showroom and 20,000 square foot double warehouse at 1752 Jeffco Boulevard in Arnold.
Call now to schedule an appointment at 636-322-2344. That's 636-322-2344.
Or visit online at granitebusters.com.
The Why Wouldn't I sale is going on now
at Granite Busters.
Like hanging out at the sports bar
without all of the wannabes.
The Big Sports Show.
Weeknights at 6:30
on the Big 550.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
When building a deck, you have a choice. Redwood decks are one of a kind. Plastic decks are one of a mold. Redwood decks are naturally beautiful. Plastic decks are unnaturally not beautiful. Redwood decks are terrific for grilling burgers. Plastic decks are terrific for grilling your feet. Compare for yourself. Real strong redwood.
Visit GetRedwood.com.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Custom closets have never been so affordable. Call St. Louis Closet Company today at 314-